Okay, holding daf kuf chof ches. Okay, on top. Volei ma'aserishin. You can't move on Shabbos ma'aserishin shlo notru trumosai. For the more pshita, if you didn't take off the truma, the chura hafim minu is you didn't take off even trumas ma'aser. So vada vetz osatita, vada vetz muksa. More let's richo shek dimu bikri. We're talking about you gave it to the Levi when it was already bikri. That means it was a gemar malochem. The tefuah was already put into its final process, where you had you made into a pile and you smoothed down the pile. And shenot the b'meno ma'aser. We're talking about you took off trumas ma'aser. Shenot the b'meno ma'aser. Not the b'meno trum gederla. But you didn't take off trum gederla. His mouth, the tamei, would have thought. Could you omelay rapopo labaya, like rapopo yes to kasha tabaya before? Even though you didn't take off trum gederla, still it should be mutatidit. Because since the Levi got it, when it was Vikri, and then the Levi took off trumas maisa, maybe that's all you have to do. Kamash malon, kidishani le abaya. Kamash malon, like abaya answered back, no. When do we say the Levi is potif and trum gederla? If the Levi got it, one's only bishibolim. The Levi got it before Meruach, so it wasn't Mechuyiv yet in Trum Gederla. So since it wasn't Mechuyiv, the Chiyiv is not Chaleidim. But here, when the Levi got it, it was already Gdimu Bekri, it was already in the Matzah, what's Chayiv in Trum Gederla, so then the Chiyiv doesn't go off. So even though you took off Trum as Maisa, the Levi, still it's also Tidit, and that's why the Mishnah said it's Muksa. Vaita B'loyes Maisa Sheni. Who had in Maisa Sheni, now let touch on Shabbos if you weren't Poydurit. Because you can't eat it out of your shlaim. Said more pshita, avad, if you want poyder it, avad, you can't eat it, it should be muksa. Lo tzricha de niftuv le niftuv kilchosin. No, a chidish is you were poyder it, you took money and set aside that the maise sheni should become chulin and the money should become maise sheni. No, kilchosin. What maise she niftuv agabi esimun. What type of money did you use? A flat coin that has no picture on it. The Rachman Omer, the Torah says, v'tzarto hakesav yodecha. That you can only be paid the Maisa Sheni on a kesef that has a tzura to it. It has to be a coin that has a picture on the coin. So if you take an asimun, a flat coin that has no picture, you're not yotze the din pidyon by Maisa Sheni. Therefore, the payer still have a kedushas Maisa Sheni on it, and therefore it's muksa because you can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim. Hegdish, what's the case of Hegdish that you are paid? Shechilulay agabi karka. You use karka to machalit. The Torah says if you want to be paid the Hegdish, you have to use something like Kesev, something that's Venosan Akesev Akomloi. With Ashen Dobra Nitimiyad Liyad, something you could give over. Mashenkin Karka, you can't give over Karka, therefore you're not allowed to be Mechalal Hegdish on Karka. So if you were Mechalal Hegdish, the Locher is, it's not Chal the Pidyon, therefore the Chayfut is still Hegdish, therefore it's also the touch on Shabbos, the Blaiz Muksi has no use.
Yeah, the Mishnah says, but that you can't carry, this is muksa. So luf, Rashi said in the Mishnah, it was a type of a bean, a type of a kidneys. That's called luf. Min kidneys, shein roi chai afil lebehema. You can't eat a luf raw, only if you cook it. So on Shabbos you can't cook. So mela blibes muksa. Tana rabbonin, metaltla netachatzav. This you could touch, this is not called muksa. Mifnei shu maichu letzviyim. It's a food that you give to tzviyim, to the deers, so it's called a maichu behema, it's not muksa. Rashlan's what's a chatzav? Rashi esav, a type of a herb. She mishtareish boimik. The shurish goes deep down. Connect the viench roshim is pashtin. It doesn't shoot out though on the sidewards. Oboy tichim Yeshua es oris li Yisrael. Yeshua made the gvul, the boundary of Eretz Yisrael with this type of a plant. Because it goes straight down. So that's exactly the gvul where Eretz Yisrael ends. So from one shevet to another shevet. V'yasachardol, you could touch mustard on Shabbos. You feed it to the birds, so it's called the Maichel Behema. Rav Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Af Metaltlin Shivreis Kuchis. You should know you could even touch broken glass on Shabbos. Aye, what is broken glass roi for? Who eats broken glass? So tomorrow, yeah, Mevneishu Maichel and Nemuyas. It's this bird eats it. Who's Nemuyas? It's Rashi, Benois Hayana. Benois Hayana is a big bird. This bird eats broken glass. So about to feed it to a bird, it's. What? Nostrils, yeah. They eat broken glass. So it's called a kli for Shabbos. It's not muksa. Omalei Rav Nosson. Ela mayata, if you can tell me about somebody in the world eats it, it's not called muksa. Avizay chavilei zemiris. A bundle full of zemiris. Full of zemiris is the reeds of the vine. Full of vines. Is yitaltlo. You should also be allowed to touch it on Shabbos. Mifneishu maichal apilin. You know, eats it, elephants eat it. So if you want to find somebody that eats it, you have an elephant that eats a zemiris. So it shouldn't be like muksa. So the more Rav Shimon Gamliel, Nemu Yeshchichi, Tilin Leshchichi, that's a chilek. He says, ostrich, this bird is shchiach. So therefore, wherever you have broken glass, we say it's possible to feed it to this bird. Therefore, it's called Muchin, it's not called Muksan. Other elephants are not shchiach to have around. So therefore, if you have a bunch of Zemiras, since you can't use it, it's only Aymet. For an elephant, you don't have an elephant around, it blives Muksan. Omar Amemus Dr. Mame Shinobu who the Yisle Nemuyas. He like Dingzach and says no. Havada Nemuyas Tamazo it's not Shriach. Not too many people have these birds. So that if we say it's mutter to metal to broken glass because you could feed him, it's only if the mice you have this animal. And Alocha we hold like a Mamer. Now as you say there's any Michael Behemer, it's only not Muksum if either the Behemoths are Shriach all around you, Moshe dogs today. Say if you have a bone in your house. Since the mice, a dog could eat it, and dogs are shchiach around, so it wouldn't like muksa a bone. Because a bone a dog could eat, it's called mukhin. Mashenkin, if you have some food, only a special animal, only a lion eats. About nobody has lions around here, avad oblaib muksa. If it's not shchiach to have the haim around, even though it's a maichel for that fame, oblaib muksa. Now we hope for our maimus for him. Luyitsui, somebody has a lion in his house. He has this behemoth, and a lion eats this food. Then it wouldn't like muksa for you. If you have this nemuyas, like a Mema says, if you have this bird, then you're allowed to touch glass because it's called mukhin for him. But something that's not shriach and you don't have the animal in your house, then it's blives muksa. You don't have this head to touch the murris because Pilin could use it. So you have to have who the yisle. So Maram Ravashi la Mema, for the Vashi ta Mema, El the Kamalari Rav Nosson la Shimon Gamliel, the one Rav Nosson asked the Kasha to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Chavile is the murris yetaltal. When he asked the Makash, according to your Svara, that this bird could eat the glass, who are then the vines should also be mutter to metaltal. Why? Because you could give it to elephants. If about elephants eats this food, it should be called a Michael Behema. So the Gemara, why didn't the Mema answer the same terror? It's a Yisleh Pilin, a Mailai, and a Gemonashach. According to you, a Mema, that he only is matter when you have the bird, it's here also. If you have elephants, and a chanami attack, it would be mutter. Because according to Amemus Pshat, like what was the kasha from an elephant? Amemus saying it's only mutter when you have the bird. Say nechanami. If a person has an elephant, he avadis lada touch vines on Shabbos. Because since a vine is a maichel for an elephant, it wouldn't be called muksa. Elo the teretz is roy. Where avadir Rav Shimon Gamliel himself meant to say no. Avi the broken glass is roy to give to Nemuyas. Avi it's roy even though you don't have the bird, he was matter it. His hochinami ro. Avadin Rav Shimon Gamliel himself, he does not like a Mamer. He's Zichel Ro. Since this bird, Nemuyas, could eat the Klis Chuchis, so Mel it's mutter for everybody to touch it. So Mel Rav Nosson asked him a good kasha. If you have a Svar for Roy, who are Din Zemaris, just vines, should also be mutter to Metaltum, because it's Roy for an elephant to use it. Say Nechnam, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, just the fact that any animal could eat it, it makes a nice muksa. But Allah we don't hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Allah we only hold like a Mamer. Darvad, it's only called Mukhin if you have the animal, or else it's Shriach to be around the neighborhood, like dogs. But a Michael to feed an animal that you don't have, and it's not Shriach around, Avad the Blei Muksa. So Maram Rabbaya, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, for Rabbi Shimon, for Rabbi Yishmael, for Rabbi Akiva, Kula Svirlu, so you'll hold one Svar, like one Shittim, that Kol Yisrael B'nei Melochim Heim. We look at Yidin as if they're all B'nai Melochim. That means every Yid is roi to have everything. He's roi to have everything. There's no such thing to say that since he's poor, it's not roi for him. No, every single Yid is roi to be B'nai Melochim. That means they're roi to have everything. Now what's the Rai all holy shittas? Rav Shimon Gamliel hodi amaron. Rav Shimon Gamliel's svar was that since the Nemuyas could eat the Klis Chuchas, therefore he holds every single Yid is allowed to touch a Klis Chuchas on Shabbos. It's not called muksa. Why? Because it's roi to give it to the Nemuyas. Ah, you don't have one. The Teretz says, Kol Yisrael is roi to have one. Same thing like we say, Zemiris. It's roi to give the elephants this type of a food. It's not called muksa. I, Lamaisi, you don't have an elephant. That's not the Shimon Gamliel. There's a svara, Kol Yisrael is roi to have everything. So about for one person, the person does have the elephant, or the person does have this bird, is roi to touch it, everybody's roi to touch it. Reb Shimon, where do we see the svara? Reb Shimon holds the svara. The Tanan. V'nei melochim sochin agabi makasayim shemen verin. We had a locha before that on Shabbos to take regular shemen, regular oil that you use to rub on your body a whole week, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos also. Now special oil that you don't use the whole week, then it's muchach, you do in the shem refuah, that's also to do on Shabbos. So shemen verin is very expensive oil. So yeah, we said Bnei Molochim, they're right to use it on Shabbos also, because since they use this special shemen a whole week, for them, if they use it on Shabbos, it's not nikur, it's being done the shem before. That's the way they rub themselves all week. It's mutter. Shekein darkin shebnei melachim losach b'chol. Well, even on the weekday b'chol, they also use the shemen stam to rub themselves enjoyment. So mel it's mutter to do it on Shabbos also. Yeah, Shimon says name. Mashma quanta tanakama though, only b'nei melachim is mutter. But for regular yid, that's not a b'nei melachim, he's not so rich, that he doesn't use shemen veret stam to rub himself. He only uses it for refuah. He's also to use it on Shabbos. Because for him, it's mucha milsi, he's doing the shem refuah. We have Shimon aim a name, kol Yisrael b'nei melachim aim. He also knows every single yid is allowed to use shemen veret even on Shabbos. Why? Because every yid is roy to have it. So whether you use it on the weekday or not, it's my nafkamina. It's not mukhri doing l'shem refuah. Every single yid is roy to have the nicest things. So when you use shem and verit now, we don't say it's nika, you're doing l'shem refuah. Stam, you're a yid, you deserve it. It's not called l'shem refuah. So you have Shimon holds from this far also. Trasha agadima kesayim. This Shabbos, you're allowed to use this oil on Shabbos. For loy gozim mishum slika salmonim, we don't make a gzeir which look like you're doing mishem refuah, and to ask him mishum gzeir, you come to be over this a teichin? No, shekain darkan losach b'loy maka. Even in the weekday, without a wound, they rub themselves with this oil. Hilkach lav mucha milsel refuah. It's not niki, you're rubbing yourself to shem refuah. It's mutter. And if Shimon says everybody could use the shem and verin, because every year there's a name alochim. Right, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva. What's the right? They hold the svara, the tanya. Harei shoyin noisa noisin boy elif mona. You owe somebody $1,000. So Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, mona. And he doesn't have the money to pay up. And Shimon says, Reuven, give me my money. V'lovish itztola bas kuf mona. Now, Reuven, the loiva, is wearing a very expensive suit. So the Tanakhama holds, mavshita noisai, we tell him, take off your suit and sell the suit. It's a $100 suit, sell it. Or mavisha noisai itztola haruyaloi. And we give you a $10 suit that you deserve. From the place is extra $90 you use to pay back your malva. That's the other Tanakhama. Because we're talking about now a normal person that's not really roy to wear this $100 suit. You're a normal person, you should only be wearing a $90 suit. So this extra, a $10 suit. So this extra $90 that this suit is worth, we say you don't deserve to wear it. So we'll make you sell your suit and buy a $10 suit. And these $90 you'll pay up your chayv that you owe the malva. Tona of a Tona Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. We learned the name of Rabbi Shmuel, name of Rabbi Kiva. Name, Kol Yisrael Ruyim Lesi Itzdalah. No matter how poor you are, every yid is roy to wear the nicest suit. So even though you have a $100 suit now, we leave it by you. That's called the Leiva suit. When the Leiva has to pay up money, we never take away the clothing that he needs to live with. His own suit, we don't take away from him. So Rabbi Kiva holds, it's a smara, every yid is roy to have this very expensive suit, and we don't take it away. So see, Rabbi Kiva also holds from the smara that Kol Yisrael is called B'nai Melachamim. By the chavile kash v'chavile, Samaris said in the Mishnah, what these things are muksa. Chavile etzim, chavile zaradin im eskin l'maycha beima metaltonois. It depends. If you start to start to feed your beima, it's mutter. V'yimla vei metaltonois. But if you didn't set aside this kash, the straw, and the chavile etzim, stam the wood for your beimis, then it blives muksa. Tana rabbonin. Chavile kash, poshta means straw. The chavile etzim, a bundle of wood. The chavile zardin, this also type of an asif. Rashi said a type of a soft grass. Is in heskino lemaichel behema. You mean no? Rashi zardin is min kanim heim, the type of reeds, type of a kanim. Rashi said, yeah. So we have this bunch full of zardin, this bunch of reeds. Is in his kinu l'maychel b'hem, if you set it aside before Shabbos to use for maychel b'hem, is matalt l'noison. It's not muksa, it's maychel b'hem, it's mutter to feed your b'hem on Shabbos. It's muchin. V'yim la v'yim matalt l'noison. If you didn't prepare it before Shabbos to feed the animals, stam azor l'gesayimut for asoka, for burning with, you can't do that on Shabbos, so it lives muksa. V'yab shimon gamli loiner, chavilin hanitolim v'yadechud mutter. No, even if you set it aside for your b'hem, it can't weigh too much. If you can pick it up with one hand, it's not muksa. Letautlan. But if it's such a big package that you need two hands to pick it up, it's too much of a tircha, that blives muksa, you're not going to touch it on Shabbos. That's the way Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds. Halacha, we don't hold like him. Chavile siya. If you have a bundle full of siya, these are almost different type of grasses, herbs. Ezoiv, or kurnius, also different type of herbs. If you cut them down and brought them at the house, I'm not to use for burning, for fuel, is a mistak mehem Shabbos. Then avad it's muksa, and you're not allowed to change your mind and use it on Shabbos. If you brought it inside your house, matchila, I'm not to feed your behemoths with it, then it's mukhin, is mistapik mehem Shabbos. You're allowed to use these meichel, these food, to feed your behemoth on Shabbos. The koitim biyad, you're allowed to chop it up into pieces with your hand. The oichel, and you're allowed to eat it. Either give to your behemoth eat, or you can eat it. Or bavach la yiktoim the kli, but you shouldn't cut it with a kli. Cut it with a kli already, that's nechsek, it's too much of a tircha. So she's saying. So yiktoim the kli, kader a chil. Rash mishtamitz in issas ubdu the chil. If you chop up a silka, that's a beet, is doim with the teichin. So kids, you shouldn't use a kli to cut up these herbs. You're allowed to rub it. Moilel usually have a piece of a zangin, a piece of a shibolis, a stalk of wheat, and you want to like rub off the sheaf to be able to get the wheat out of it. That's called moilel. You're rubbing the sheaf together to get just the kernel. V'yoichel. But you can't use a kli to make this melila. To rub it with a kli, that's daima to teichin, that's also to do with a kli. And who adin harbit, you can't do a lot at one time. Div Reb Yehuda, zat Reb Yehuda. V'chom maimrim, even a bigger chumra. Moilel b'roshi etz b'yosef. If you want to roll out, you have a piece of a stalk of wheat. You want to roll the stalk just to get the kernels. You can't do it regularly. You have to make a shinui. You can only rub it with the rosh yetz vaysav. The tips of your fingers together you could rub. V'yoichel and you could eat it. U'bavach la'yimlo b'yodai harbi. But you shouldn't use your regular whole palm and do a lot at a time. That's also. K'derech shu'vaysav b'chol. Since the derech you do in the chol, it looks like you're being teichim, like you're grinding. So that's also to do on Shabbos. You're only allowed to do with a shinui with rosh yetz vaysav. Right. V'chein, the same halacha is b'yamisa. Rashi kama forish b'yamisa. More will soon explain what's amisa. V'chein b'pigam. These are all different type of herbs. V'chein b'shar mini tavlin. All different type of tavlin. The same halacha. If you want to rub them to get the kernel out of the shaft, you only allowed to do with the shinui. Do it only with the tips of your hands. Maya misa. What's amisa? And the Gemara Naniya. That's what it is. Siya, what does the siya mean? Omer Rav Yehuda, Sisri. No, Rashi has taichim here, I don't know exactly. Shadriya, Rashi, Leviya, Lashanacher, Polio. Nu Ezoiv, what's the navel? Ezoiv, that's our barsa. Rashi, Ishniya. No, different type of growth, different herbs. Kurnisa, Kurnisa Shema, that's its name. Kedemara Ivo, Voahu. The Yomaluhu, man boyer kornisa. Somebody asked, like in the marketplace, who wants to buy kornisa? The yishdaka chashi, and they gave him chashi. So you see, kornisa is chashi. It's not kornis. So the Mara Ella siya sasri, siya that sasri. That's good. Eizay v'abarsam kornisa. What is kornisa? That's chashi. Don't say kornisa is kornis is kornisa. No, kornisa is chashi. But these all different type of herbs, right? Itma, bosom lich. If you have a piece of meat that wasn't cooked yet, but a kopanum was salted though. A salted piece of meat is mutl tatl b'shabbos. It's not called muksa. You're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. Bosom tofel, shrashi means she'enem maluch. You have raw meat that wasn't even salted yet. So what's the loch? Is it muksa or not? Re'afun ro'ama mutl tatl. It's still mutl tatl, it's not called muksa. Shrashi mutl tatl, shrashi learns the less lay muksa b'tutl. He doesn't know from muksa altogether. That's why he holds mutzat and tautun. Because really, raw meat that you didn't salt yet, you can't use it, you can't eat it. So b'zoi, why should it be mutam? So Rashi learns he doesn't know from muksa. Negeya tehukas tutul. You're allowed to touch something that's muksa. Rav Chizda Rama osla tautla. He doesn't know it's also advised muksa. A raw piece of meat that wasn't salted, you can't use it, he holds it's muksa. Now, Sumi Mazda. Rav Huna Rama mutla tautloi. How could you say Rav Huna holds mutter? I've Rav Huna talmid the Rav heavy. Rav Huna was a Talmud from Rav. For Rav, Rav Yehuda Svirulei. The Islay Muksa. And Rav Yehuda Shita Alamol as we hold from Muksa. It's a Chomadigadin Muksa. You can't touch it. So how could Rav Huna hold here? You're allowed to touch unsalted raw meat. And the Gemara, but Muksa liachilo sovlok Rav Yehuda. The Isla Muksa has two parts to it. Something that's Muksa, but frat, if it's an Eichel, Eshen, you're not allowed to eat it. there's an iser achila, like this here raw meat, something that's maksa b'daita, not to use, you're not allowed to eat it. There's an iser achila. Who is in a beitza, an egg that's born on Shabbos is muksa. You're not allowed to eat this egg if it's born on Shabbos. And then there's a lach of tukul, that achutz from the iser, you're not allowed to eat the egg, who is in, you're not allowed to be metal to the egg. That's a kaldik iser. It's not so chama tutul as it is achila eating it. In the first shem say, you'll see in the Gemara Beitza, that there Rashi sheet there is, we hold the Yesh Muktzis Asim Midiraisa. Rashi has a sheet, according to Rabbah, Muktzis Asim Midiraisa. And we dash from the Pasek, Voyah B'yom HaShishah V'chinu, that you have to be making the food you want to eat on Shabbos from before Shabbos. So the some Sefer says, the Avad Rashi only means for Yisra Achila. That you're not allowed to eat something that's Muktzah, that's possible to be in the Asim Midiraisa. That's a Chama de Kisa. And then there's another Alocha. It's time you can't touch it. Not to touch muksa, that's sikha only asim the rabbonim. So Mara say now, when does Rav is machmin hilchus muksa like if you done, that's nagei tachila. Something that's an oichel, that's muksa, you're not allowed to eat it. Mashenkein, but muksa letiltul, sublok keb shimin. Nagei testam are allowed to touch muksa. You don't want to eat the muksa. You only want to touch it. That in chlami Rav, and that din is zikha only with the rabbonim. And then Rav is makeli hos like keb shimin. That's out Rav Huna. Rav Chizda Rama Osla Tautla. He does know. You're not allowed to touch raw meat. That's not salted. For the more I Rav Yitzchak Bar Ami, Ikloy Levei Rav Chizda. He went into Rav Chizda's house. For Chozen, he saw who Bar Avza. He saw a chicken, a duck, Bar Avza. Devi Kome Tautli Luhu, Mi Ishimsha Litula. He saw somebody carrying it from the shade, from the sun into the shade. He said it was a Geshachtin duck that was there, and he saw somebody touching it on Shabbos. So the Chura, according to Rav Chizda, V'yam Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda himself said, Chesor and Kitz, Kochazin Hocha. I see people taking care of their money. There is a duck here was in the sun. The sun would have ruined it. It would be mafsid money. So Mash Rav Chizda said, it's a good thing you did. That you took the duck out of the sun and brought it inside. It's a good thing. You saved yourself money. So you see, Rav Chizda is matted to touch raw meat. And here was a raw chicken. It wasn't cooked yet. So how come he's matted to die? He holds raw meat as muksa? And the Gemara Shani Bar Avza the Chozel Yumtza. Hey, Rav Chizda is mechalek between the meat of a behemah and the meat of a chicken or a bird. The meat of a bird is very soft, so that's Chozel Yumtza. You can eat it raw. People are more eat raw birds. So about you can eat a raw bird, meal is not called muksa. Therefore, Rav Chizda said it was mutter to touch this duck from the sun into the shade. Mashenkin, we're talking about raw meat. That's more harder. Raw meat, Rav Chizda holds people don't eat raw. So if Rav Chizda holds raw meat is muksa, but a raw chicken or birds, that's not muksa. Tana Rabbonin, we'll soon see how he passes. Tana Rabbonin, dag maliach, you have a raw fish, but it's salted, I call upon him, is mutla tautloi. Because it's raw teeth, you can eat a raw fish that's salted. Dag tofel, you have a raw fish that wasn't even salted, is osla tautloi. You're not allowed him tautloi, you can't touch it. Right, says nobody eats raw fish that's not even salted. It's not edible, therefore blives muksa on Shabbos. Again, if you have raw fish in your freezer, you have to know it's muksa, you can't touch it. Boser, what about raw meat? We pass an alocha, bein tofel, whether the meat is raw, not even salted. Or bein maliach, even if it is salted, still mutla tautloi. Still, you're allowed to be metalkrit. That's what we pass, and we give this stomach rib shimin. So why is meat mutter? You have to say meat is mutter because some people do eat raw. I call upon them, some people eat raw meat. What? Vice and worst times, no. The raw fish they didn't eat. Trashi dag tofel osa tautloi. The ain't a roi leklum. Nobody eats raw fish. Or the klovim, I could give it to a dog. A dog would eat it. Lav dait lemishdayu. It's not aimed to throw it to dogs. We're talking about raw fish that you're going to eventually eat yourself. So kolzman, you didn't cook it, it's not roi. Avo maliach, Mashenkin, salty fish, necha chaya de mochai. People eat it raw. Mashenkin invites us from the Gemara, poshit boser, meat is edible raw. So the machlek is what the Gemara means exactly by boser. In the Magen Avraham wants to be medavis, sold alocha, if boser here only means like the Gemara before, only chicken. Chicken meat, the Gemara just said a svar, it's very soft, that people eat raw. Venachnami, meat of behemis, then the Magen Avraham holds it's awesome. But the other Achren and the Groh holds not like that, and Loch, it could be Nekom, they held the Gemara means Stam. Gemara says Stam Aloshin, Boser, Mash, many type of meat. Even though it's Behemoth meat, now the Gemara holds not like the Chizda. Behemoth meat also, sometimes people eat it raw. So the Shailer is, some people want to say that was only Bizman HaGemara that people used to eat raw meat. But Bizman is there, they say, Lamaitri, nobody eats raw meat. So I think when Moshe Tak is also, I think Machmir, it says that Bezman Azir, raw meat should lie books on Shabbos. Machmir, if you have in your freezer raw meat, you want to get something out of the freezer, you're not allowed to move on the side the raw meat because it blags muksa. Alright, that's a shayla. Rafi Pashas had Gemara with Mashmet's Mutta. Some people want to say it is still Mutta Bezman Azir, that some places people do eat raw meat. Alright, that's a shayla. But Bezman Gemara called upon him, raw meat is not muksa.
All the meat is salted.
Yeah, but still the same svara. Nobody eats it though the way it is now. Still the same svara. Moshe wants to sign him as man is there now. Nobody eats raw meat, even if it's salted. You don't eat it. And it could even be what the Gemara means salt. What the Gemara means salted, I don't think it just means kashid. Gemara means salted, I think means that mamash has a lot of salt in it. So it makes it, taste it a little bit, heat it a little bit. Yeah, right. Marinade, right. That you could eat, right. But raw meat is man is there, about nobody eats it. It's a shayla. Hell is good. It's salted. That's what we're saying. Dog malich is good. That people do it. Right. Tana Rabbanan. Metatla metat somish. You're allowed to touch bones on Shabbos. Because you can give it to a kelev, to a dog. And kelevs are shchiyach. It's not called muksa. Vosa tapuach. You're allowed to touch also on Shabbos on Neishu Michael Lechaya. Tapuach Rashi Masriach. But it's a boss. It's a little spoiled already. So it's not oymet for a person to eat it. What do you do with it? What is oymet for? To give it to a chayim. So chayim could eat raw. Pshit, that's not muksa. Mayim megulim, he also is not called muksa. Mayim megulim means you left water overnight, uncovered. And Medina the Gemara, you're not supposed to drink because we're afraid maybe a snake poisoned inside it. Still, he holds it's called raw. It's not muksa. Why? You're allowed to let your cat drink it. So therefore, it's not called muksa. Trash lechosel lemazik leeris the nochish. The poison of the snake doesn't bother the cat. Shafan nechoshim yecheles, because cats eat snakes anyway. Similarly, the poison doesn't bother the snake, the cat. Similarly, you can give it to a cat to drink. Rabbi Shimon Galil Amenei, kol atzomom osel lishoisim atnei asakona. He also knows this mayim megulim. It's a sakona to keep it around. Similarly, you have a chiyuv to throw it away and not to use it. So mele blives muksa. If you have water left overnight, Medina Gemara, it's also to use the Bible's Muksa. Bizman is there, we're not so machrim in this, so Yelvad will be mutter, Bizman is there, if you have water left overnight. Right, the Mishnah. Koifen es asal lefnei hefroichim. You have birds in the house, and the birds want to fly up, so you'll have to put a sala basket in front of the birds, they could fly up. Kadesha yalu v'yerdu. There they should go up and go down. Even though they're freichim, the birds themselves are muksa. You're not allowed to touch birds or animals on Shabbos, they're all muksa. So when you're putting this kli in front of the afroich, you're like touching a kli, l'chur you be mevatel the kli, that when the bird is on top of it, you can't move the kli. So Rashi Ashminon, the kli nitl dover shen nitl b'Shabbos. You're allowed to move this basket for the tzarech of the birds, even though the birds themselves you can't touch on Shabbos. Rav Yitzchak Meshanel Perakim L'Sochem Kaimed. Rav Yitzchak holds it's osur, so he answers, we're talking about a case where you had to pick up the sal for some other reason. You needed the sal to take off the chair you want to sit down. Once it's in your hand, you're allowed to put it in front of the birds to go up and go down. Teshiyalu v'yerdum. Tanagoyles Shaborcha. If your chicken ran out of the house, is doichin oiso, you're allowed to push it. Rashi learns doichin even v'yadayim. You're allowed to just push it with your hands. Achetikonis. Until it comes into the house. But you're not allowed to grab it, hold on to it with your hands. You could just push it, that's all. That's not called a tiltul, just pushing until it gets into the house, that's mutter. Now, modadin agolim asiyochim. Modadin is a bigger thing, like you're grabbing a hold of the animal, but you're not picking it up. Just you're grabbing hold like the neck or the hair of it, and making it move. Agolim are young cows, asiyochim, young behemoths. You're allowed to modadin. Rashi modadin agolim means oiches betzavori, grab a hold of its neck. Or with dodin on the sides of the animal, the gururoi, and make it move. You make it move, and it moves. But to pick it up, you're not allowed to, because it's muksa. So to pick it up, that's called a tiltul. You're not allowed to be metaltal animals on Shabbos. But to grab it, to move it inside, here they were mekel. It's not a tiltul gomer, and we'll soon see it's a tzarech of the animal, it's mutter. When the animal needs this, it's mutter. Isha, anisha, modado es beno. She's also allowed to walk with a child, a young baby, like that could walk, and she like also holds him, grabs him, and makes him move his feet. Amr Rav Yehuda, Emosai, when is this mutter? When can Isha like walk with her child? Bizman